You're probably aware that in our most recent quarterly business conference, the church called Melissa Keltner as the family ministry intern with youth for this summer. Melissa, would you come forward, please? At the time of the business meeting, there was not a candidate for family ministry intern with children, but since that conference, members of the preschool and children's ministry council have met, interviewed, and voted to recommend the hiring of Megan Wham, a junior education major at Queens College and a Pofftown resident. The personnel committee voted to approve this hire, and both of these intern positions have been budgeted for in the 2012 Ministry Action Plan. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Megan couldn't be with us this morning, so we will introduce her next Sunday. If you will join with the Family Ministry Council and the Personnel Committee in affirming support for both Melissa and Megan in their desire to serve God and our church in these intern positions, and will pray for them as they continue to strive to determine the potential call to ministry position, please join me in saying amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Melissa.
Our Lord and our God, we come this morning with hearts of gratitude. Lord, we come this morning knowing that you are here to meet with us, that your spirit is in this place. Lord, in coming moments, as we turn our hearts towards you, Lord, we ask that you would be in our words, in our prayers. Lord, that as we witness the baptism of those that have come to you, Lord, that our hearts would be filled anew with the wonder of your salvation and the wonder of your love and your grace and your mercy. Lord, as we sing our songs to you, Lord, fill us and let us sing with all gratitude, knowing that without you, we are nothing. Lord, be in this place. Commune with us. Lord, help us to turn our hearts to you and to know you in these moments. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come to the baptism waters today, and it's a wonderful day. We have, first of all, the Tuttle family, pretty much all of them that are coming in the baptism water with me. So if you guys would come on down. I want to ask all family members, as well as those that have been a part in the Christian education of Jesse, Jack, and Kevin, if they would all stand at this time and join us in standing while Christy, mom, wife, delivers charges.
To God be the glory. What a wonderful day, and how blessed to be surrounded by your church family, those who have encouraged, taught, and prayed for you, your friends and family who love you so much. Jesse, let's start with you since you're the youngest. You've talked about heaven, angels, and Jesus since you were first able to speak. You've grown so much, you're going to be 7 years old in just a few weeks. In February, you boldly said that you believe in Jesus, that Jesus is God's son, that he died for you, and that he's alive today. Jesse, you have a heart for the Lord, and you've been asking some really good questions. Like, why doesn't God just make everyone love him? He could do that. That's not too hard for him. But before an answer was attempted, you said, I guess he just wants them to choose to love him. Yes, Jesse, and that's exactly what you've done. You've chosen what is best. The Bible verse for you this morning is from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Jack, you've been growing in wisdom and knowledge of the Lord for 9.5 years now. About a year ago, you let your dad and I know that you were part of the family of God. This April, you decided that you were ready to be baptized. We've seen fruit in your life, Jack, from quiet time in the mornings to praying scripture, from learning Bible verses to your kindness and gentleness. The Bible verse chosen for you today is Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. One of your favorite Bible stories, Jack, comes from Mark 12, the widow's offering. Jesus was with his disciples at the temple, and many rich people were throwing in large amounts of money. And then a poor widow came and put in 2 very small coins, which was all she had. Jack, Jesse, your dad and I pray that your lives will be an offering to Christ. The choice to follow Jesus is made every day, moment by moment, trusting and obeying him. Talk with him each day in prayer. Listen for how he guides you and share his love with others. Read and study the Bible, God's true word, which will build your faith and give you direction. Remember that from the moment you first believed, God's own spirit came to live in your heart. You belong to Jesus for all eternity, and nothing can separate you from his love. Tuttle, we came to College Park 16 years ago as newlyweds. You've been growing in your faith since. A few years ago, God laid on your heart to have you and I to read the Bible together aloud every day. We just finished reading through the Bible this weekend. You're an incredible husband and father. You're a man of integrity. You revere, love, and honor God. You're faithful and generous. You also have a great personality with the gift of making people laugh. But the character quality that stands out most, other than your love, is your selflessness. Your choice to put others first. You do that every single day by sacrificing willingly for your family and those around you. Colossians 3:23 is one of your favorite verses. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. You all three made separate personal decisions to take Jesus as your Lord and Savior. God's timing is truly best and immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine.
Jesse, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a pleasure and an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Miss Leanne's here, and she's got a candle for you, buddy. Scripture tells us to let your light shine before men, so we want to give you this candle as a reminder to do that daily, okay? Jack, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a pleasure and an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Miss Leanne's here, and she's got a candle for you, buddy. Kevin, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is an honor, it's a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Miss Cecilia is here, and she has a candle for you. to remind you to let your light shine before me. Invite Caleb, if he would join me in the water now. Caleb, your mom's here, and I want to invite family members, Caleb's family members, as well as all those who've had a part in Caleb's Christian education. If you would, please join us in standing while his mom presents a charge to him.
Caleb, when I found out I was pregnant with you, I was so filled with hope and excitement and fear and worries, but mostly I couldn't wait to meet you. I couldn't wait to meet you and teach you everything that I know about this world, about how to treat other people, and about God's love. But the reality is, you have taught me far more than I could ever have taught you. You've taught me how to have fun and enjoy life and not take myself so seriously. You've taught me how to show love by the way you're dedicated to your friends and your sisters. You've taught me that blue spiked hair is okay. And that slacker that's laying in the back of the room, sucking on his finger, he's really paying attention. He's taking it in. He's using it and applying it to life. The fact that your favorite Bible story is the creation story is amazing to me. Because in your words, without the creation story, you'd have nothing. No Bible, no world, no air, no reason for Jesus to be your Savior. So you've always said we have to start at the beginning. So, from the beginning, Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day and the darkness night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." Today is your first day. It's your first day as a baptized believer, which is another lesson took me a long time to learn. And today you proudly proclaim that Jesus died for you and is your personal Savior, and you have committed yourself to him. Now, you and I do not agree on our concepts of weapons and wars and fights and battles, but there's a Bible verse I want to share with you today. It's Ephesians 6:11-18, and it's where Paul was writing to the believers and to the Ephesians, and he said, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on your full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you are ready to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, you'll stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints." As a believer, you will face battles, friends who try to test your faith, events that seem so sad that a righteous God would never allow them, TV, music, popular beliefs that will be against the way of the Bible. Stand firm and pray constantly. Lastly, this morning, I want to share with you my favorite Bible verse. It's Micah 6:8. And it's simply, "He has showed you what is good. What does the Lord require of you? But to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." And my prayer for you today and always is that you will be just in your and fair in your dealings with others, that you will embrace the mercy of God and show mercy towards others, and that you will walk humbly through this amazing and beautiful life that God has given you.
Caleb, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure and it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. couple of your buddies are here, Kayla, Christian and Wilson. And Wilson's coming out here, and he's going to hand you a candle as a reminder to let your light shine before men. Would you pray with me? Gracious Father, it's a reminder on days like this of what a gracious God we serve. God, how you reveal yourself to your children of all ages, reminding them of your mercy and your love and your compassion. God, we're reminded today that you loved us so much that you sent your Son. While that is almost inconceivable to us as parents, we are so thankful. Father, remind us to let our light shine before men so that they can know your good works and your good deeds, and that our good works and our good deeds would glorify you. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.
Ask that you join me in our hearts and prayers in this worship of God and the gifts that have been given to us and those that we perhaps might give back. So I ask that you join me in your minds, in your hearts, as we pray together. Almighty God, our Father, we are grateful beyond measure for what you have given us. We have your church. We have you. We have our friends, we have our relatives, we have others whose sole desire is to see more and more people coming to Jesus Christ, your Son. Father, we thank you for healing of the problems that we've got, both physical and emotional. And we ask that you grant this church your grace, your peace, and specifically these people who have joined with you this morning, their grace and peace as well. These things we ask in the name of our Father, God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
have instructions sometimes. And so I want to offer those to you this morning. If you are a believer, we practice at College Park what we call open communion, which means if you're a believer, we invite you to join with us in communion. We want you to be a part of what we'll experience together in communion. So if you're here and you're a believer, we invite you to be a part of the communion. As we come to the Lord's table, we're also reminded of the nature of this sacrifice. And we'll talk about that in just a moment, but I want us to prepare our hearts and our minds even now to receive what God has offered. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, in your presence, and under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we now look at our own lives. We pray that you would touch us at our point of hurt, our point of need, the point where we need correction, and then surrender all of that to you. God, we love you. We thank you for the chance to be together and to celebrate and remember the nature of Jesus' sacrifice for us, of your sacrifice for us. Of course, in Jesus' name that we pray. Thank you.
said, take and eat, this is my body. A radical message that requires a radical faith. Thank you. cup, and he called it new covenant. New covenant in his blood. A covenant, an agreement between people, two parties or more. A covenant, an arrangement, a new covenant, a new chance, a new opportunity. That's what we celebrate in our relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to make one with another and with these new believers. So I invite you to take, if you would please, the order of service. We have the covenant of new believers and bring it there. Join with me. Do you believe in God the Father?
please. We want to present to our baptism candidates a new Bible for them to study and read, as well as their certificate of baptism. So, Caleb, here's your Bible. Here's your certificate. Jesse, here's your Bible. Certificate. Jack, your Bible, certificate. Oh, your Bible, certificate. I want to invite the family to come join with us here, as many as space allows right here. At the conclusion of the service, come by and greet them. Encourage them. This is a big step for all of them, and I know that you'll be praying for them and encouraging them in the days, months, years to come. So continue to do that. I want to invite you, if you would, please join me in standing for our benediction and the response that will follow. Gracious Father, we ask now that you go with us in peace, that our lives would reflect the peace and the joy that is within us, that comes from you. Lord, it's in Jesus' precious name we ask.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.